The agenda for the interlocal meeting is chock full of items that KPCW has been following. Mountain Lands Association of Governments senior planner Bob Allen kicks off the meeting discussing the corridor access agreement for SR 113 and SR 222. Linking into U.S. 189 and U.S. 40. Wasatch County Councilmember Kendall Crittenden will host the discussion on affordable housing, air quality, and collaboration with local agencies and jurisdictions on cybersecurity. Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter will provide an Olympic update. Heber City Manager Matt Brower will lead a dark sky ordinance discussion and an update on the Community Reinvestment Act for the downtown historic Heber City area. He'll also present open space conservation strategies. Heber City Councilmember Heidi Franco will present a proposal for a voluntary stormwater coalition within Wasatch County. Joining the discussion will be Kelsey Christiansen, the Summit County Stormwater Coordinator, and the Department of Environmental Quality Upper Provo River Water Coordinator Sandy Wingert. Franco has vocalized concerns about stormwater runoff and the new developments planned in the North Village area. Wasatch County and city officials have discussed implementing a RAP tax in the county. It is a recreation, arts, and parks tax that can help maintain and create amenities throughout Wasatch County. The meeting will be available live through a Zoom link and afterward on the Wasatch County website. They'll take public comment online via the link and before the meeting via email at publiccomment@wasatch.utah.gov. A Zoom link is on kpcw.org for those who want to join the virtual meeting beginning at 6:30 on Wednesday. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.